Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk, designed to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more clarity and a whole lot more calm. Today's topic? Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Ever feel like you're holding in all your emotions, like a pressure cooker about to explode? We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind, pushing those feelings down and pretending everything is okay. But let me tell you, bottling it all up does more harm than good. Think of it like this. Emotions are energy, right? And when we suppress them, that energy has nowhere to go. It just builds up, creating stress, anxiety, and even physical tension. Sound familiar? Today, we're going to explore how to create a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can freely express those emotions without judgment or fear. Here are five key takeaways that will help you build your emotional fortress. First things first, acknowledge the power of vulnerability. It takes courage to let our guard down and truly express ourselves. But trust me, it's worth it. When we embrace vulnerability, we open ourselves up to deeper connections, greater self-awareness, and a sense of liberation. Remember that feeling when you finally confess something you've been holding on to? That weight lifted off your shoulders? That's the magic of vulnerability. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who truly listen and understand. These are the folks who celebrate your authentic self, even the messy parts. They create a space where you feel safe to be vulnerable, knowing that they won't judge or criticize. Look for friends, family members, therapists, or support groups, anyone who provides a genuine sense of acceptance and belonging. Practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your emotions without judgment. When you notice a feeling arising, simply observe it. Name it. Explore it. Don't try to push it away or suppress it. By becoming more aware of your emotional landscape, you gain control over your reactions and create space for healthy expression. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like having an internal GPS system for your emotions, guiding you through the ups and downs with grace and clarity. Make time for self-care. Engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul is essential for emotional well-being. This could be anything from taking a hot bath to going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply spending some quiet time journaling. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's an act of self-love and a crucial step in creating a safe space for your emotions. Finally, remember that healing takes time. Be patient with yourself throughout this process. There will be ups and downs, moments of breakthrough, and moments of struggle. But keep showing up for yourself, keep practicing these techniques, and celebrate every step forward. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and emotional freedom. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist struggling with anxiety. She's constantly pushing her creative energy down, afraid to share her work for fear of criticism. She isolates herself, feeling like she's walking on eggshells, never fully allowing herself to express who she truly is. Sound familiar? This could be any of us. But then, Sarah takes a leap of faith. She joins an online art community where she finds acceptance and support from fellow creatives. She starts journaling her emotions, exploring the anxieties that hold her back. Slowly but surely, she creates a safe space for herself to express her creativity without judgment. And guess what? Her art flourishes. Her vulnerability becomes her strength, inspiring others along the way. So, my friends, remember this. Creating a safe space for emotional expression is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's about honoring your authentic self, embracing vulnerability, and cultivating connections that nourish your soul. Take these takeaways with you today. Let them empower you to express yourself freely, without fear or reservation. And hey, if this resonated with you, please share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Let's create a ripple effect of emotional safety and authenticity together. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine pathways and living your most vibrant lives.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.